Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
And we are still talking about this thrilling book, Burial Rites. So in case you weren't listening or in case you weren't here yesterday, sorry, I didn't mean to be too judgmental. What happened in the first part of our story?
Okay, so we know that this girl named Agnes, she is sent to a lonely farm far, far away to live with a family.
Right.
Okay, so what happens there in the family?
Okay, well, she's not going there on kind of like a fun trip, is she? She's going there because she has committed a crime.
Ooh.
And she is going to stay with the family until she is executed. So this is actually because of Iceland's prison system in the 19th century. Iceland, this country, didn't actually have any prisons in the 19th century. So that's why they sent people to these far, far away homes. So it's still a very interesting country today. The prison system is still very strange. Do you know why?
No, I have no idea.
Well, there's only 5 prisons now in Iceland and only 200 prisoners in the whole country.
Oh.
And these prisons are extremely safe. They have no prison walls. They don't have any fences. And the doors of the cells are left open. So it's all very based on trust.
Right, okay, that's weird.
It is very weird, but for some reason, the people who have been to these prisons almost never reoffend. So they never commit another crime. So they have one of the gentlest prison systems, but also one of the most successful. And people are still trying to understand why that works, because it wouldn't work in a lot of countries. But anyway, Agnes does not live in today's Iceland. She lives in a very, very different place. And as we're about to find out, things aren't going to get a lot easier. So let's get started.
Burial Rites. As the weeks pass, Toti continues to visit Agnes. She has won over the Kornsa family and become a valuable member of their home. Eventually, Agnes opens up about what really happened with Netan. Agnes was penniless and working on a farm when she met him. The two started a relationship, and he invited Agnes to come work for him. Once she did, though, things changed. Netan had a dream that Agnes would kill him, and he became violent toward her. After she discovered that he was also in a relationship with another one of his servants, Netan threw her out. Agnes went to Friedrich for help, and the two made a plan to escape with the other servant. However, things quickly went wrong. Friedrich and Netan got in a fight, in which Netan was fatally wounded. Agnes then stabbed Netan not to hurt him, but to end his pain. Later, Agnes hears that the date of her execution has been confirmed. On the day, Toti holds her hand in her final moments. She is the last person in Iceland to ever be executed.
Okay, so our story continues. As the weeks pass, Toti continues to visit Agnes. So as the weeks pass there, that phrase just means that, you know, as time goes on. So what's our next line of the article?
So she has won over the Kornsat family and become a valuable member of their home.
Okay, so she's become closer with them.
所以我们接着照说好几个礼拜过去了老师刚刚有说到这个 few weeks past 这个 past 就是过去那么牧师也持续都来探望这个 Agnes 那下面我们看到 win over 这一个片语我们先进到 pocket phrase 我们来听老师的讲解
pocket phrase go
哎呀阿基拉，我为了呢要跟志玲姐姐结婚，真是费尽千辛万苦哦。我们呢想在美丽的美术馆办梦幻婚礼，哎呀，我们呢就只好去找这个美术馆的馆长聊一聊哦。He is not sure about the idea, but I'm sure we will win him over in the end. 虽然哦他还不太确定，但是呢我相信最终我们会说服他的啦。Win someone over, 把他赢过来呢，就好像是赢得了他的心，你说服他了。所以呢 ，win over 说服谁，大家也一起加油，跟我呢一起当 winner 吧。
好，所以我们知道 win over 就是把什么什么东西争取过来的意思，或者是说服。所以 Agnes 她成功了获得了这家人的欢心了，所以她变成了一个 valuable member of their home. So we see this vocabulary word valuable. What does it mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why is she a valuable member? Well, valuable is an adjective, and when something is valuable, it is very, very important. So valuable comes from the noun value, which we kind of associate with money or wealth or riches or importance. So Agnes is a valuable member of the family now because she helps out and they need lots of help because they live in a very rural place. So we could also say that they value her. That's because value can be both a noun and a verb. And when you value someone, you like them and you think that they are important. So here is an example sentence using valuable as an adjective. John is such a valuable member of this company that the boss wants to give him a raise. Oh, I hope I'm a valuable member of this company.
You definitely are. I see you everywhere.
Give me a raise.
Yay.
Okay, so we also saw the word priceless as well. And something, well, we didn't see the word priceless, but you should know it. Priceless, yeah, just means something that is worth so much money that you can't put a price on it. So, for example, a mother's love is priceless. Mm-hmm. And the opposite of it, a word that sounds very similar but is very different, is worthless. And something that is worthless has no value or use at all. So if you say someone is a worthless person, you really don't like them. You're like,
no. OK, 老师刚刚讲到两个字很重要，大家记一下，一个是无价的，一个是没有用的。OK, 那我们再回到我们的课文当中的单字 valuable, 它是有用的，有价值的，是一个形容词。那么我们把后面的呢 ,able 拿掉，变成再加一个 e, 变 value, 就是一个名词，它就是价值或价值观。那像老师刚刚有讲到哦，所以我们可以下家庭观呢，道德观念，你可以说 family values, moral values, 这些都可以当价值观的意思。But you can also use it as a verb, 可以当估价或重视的意思。那我们再来造两个句子哦。They don't share the same values, 代表他们拥有不同的价值观。And right here, value is used as a noun. But if you want to use it as a verb, we can say, he always values his wife's opinions. 他总是重视他老婆的意见。And just so you know that valuable can also be a noun, 就是你的 your very important personal belongings. Yeah, 就是贵重物品的意思。你可以变成名词。
Right, you need to take care of your valuables. Anyway, continuing with the story, eventually,Agnes opens up about what really happened with Nathan.
Okay,
so it sounds like there is another side to the story.
Okay, so we saw the word eventually. It means in the end, especially after a long time and a lot of effort and problems. 那通常就是指最后、最终，那通常是经过很多努力，最后怎么样了？所以 Agnes 最后有 open up about something. And what does open up stand for?
Well, she's not opening any doors. When we open up to someone, we let them know how we really feel, or we tell them very personal or private things. So Agnes's past is obviously a difficult past, so she can't just tell anyone about it. It probably hurts her a lot. So it's only when she trusts Toti that she opens up about her past, and tells him about it. So a similar phrasal verb that we could use to open up is also warm to. So when we warm to someone, we come to like them, we get closer with them. So we could also say that Agnes warmed to Toti, so she was able to tell him about her past.
Okay, so 我们来看一下 open up, 这个 open up to someone 就是倾吐心声，打开心扉。所以我们再造另外一个句子哦。She's never open up to anyone like she does to you. 代表她从来没有像别人像她对你一样的倾吐心声。
Right, some people find it very difficult to open up. Are you more of an open book, or do you like to keep your things to yourself?
I always keep things to myself, and people think I'm...
Okay.
I never tell them anything and they think I am really hard to
tell. Tear down that wall, Chicklin. Share. Okay, so Agnes is sharing.
Okay.
And Agnes, she says, now she's talking about her past. Agnes was penniless and working on a farm when she met him.
Okay.
Him being Nathan. So penniless there, this is an easy one to figure out and it's very useful. So let's break down this word. Penniless is made up of penny, which is a very small amount of money, And the suffix less, which comes at the end of the word, means to not have any of anything of something. Not to have any of something, sorry. So remember how we talked about worthless. Something that is worthless has no worth. Or something that is priceless can't have a price on it. Mm-hmm. So someone who is penniless doesn't have any pennies. Mm-hmm. So that means they have no money at all. They are very, very poor. So to be left penniless, for example, is to go through a situation that takes away all your money. So we can look at that in our example sentence, for example. The financial crisis left Odin penniless as he lost his job and all his savings because of it. Now, there are some other expressions we can use like penniless too. So, for example, we could talk about someone being dirt poor, which means that they really have very little money. What else could we talk about?
We can also talk about someone suffering poverty or they're struggling to get by. Get by 就是有勉强的意思，勉强去过生活的意思。
Right, exactly.
Yeah, 这个字 is kind of like a negative word, right?
Struggling to get by I think is okay. But grinding poverty is a little bit more...
Yeah. 就是一个很大的贫穷。
Or dirt poor. Yeah.
对，就是你很穷很穷都没有钱。那对，我们下一个文章我们就叫做 penniless, 这个字很好记。老师刚刚有讲到，因为你把 y 拿掉加 i, 那后面你其实大概知道说 like 你的 suffix, 老师刚刚讲到这个字尾 less、mm-hmm. 代表没有的。那么 penny 既然是钱的意思，钱加上没有就是没有钱，代表你身无分文的。好、mm-hmm. 那我们再看一下 penny 这个字，老师刚刚提到这个 P-E-N-N-Y, you can say to cost somebody a penny,
right,
这个就是花某人一毛钱。所以如果不花你一毛钱，你可以说呢join the club won't cost you a penny, and that means you don't have to pay any money.
It's completely free.
You don't have to pay any money to join the club. 好，那也可以说 be worth every penny, like 非常值得。譬如说 the meal was expensive, but it was worth every penny. That possibly means the meal was very delicious.
Yes.
对，所以我们回到课文哦 ，Agnes 第一次见到 Nathan 的时候，他那时候是在农场工作，而且身无分文。
The two started a relationship, and he invited Agnes to come work for him. So clearly she came to him in a very vulnerable position. She needed a lot of help. But it doesn't seem like he takes good care of her, as we're about to find out, right?
Yes, we're going to find out. So once she did, though, things changed.
So as soon as she went to live with him, things weren't the same. Exactly. Nathan had a dream that Agnes would kill him, and he became violent toward her. Oh, that's terrible. Why is it terrible? We'll find out because it's all about this word violent. Okay, so when we're talking about the word violent, the adjective violent, we're describing behavior that physically hurts people or threatens to hurt them. So if someone is violent towards someone, note that preposition there, you are violent toward someone, they might hit them, intimidate them, that's 吓到某人, or beat them. So we could also say that he is aggressive, so 有攻击性的 to her.So violent comes from a noun, violence, which can just mean any type of deliberate action that could hurt someone or does hurt someone. You might have also heard people talking about non-violent protests, that's Fei Bao Li Kang Zheng, in the news. These are when people protest peacefully without threatening to hurt people or cause damage. Now here's an example sentence showing us how we can use violent.Everyone should have the right to protest so long as it is not violent.
所以我们知道 Agnes 跟 Nathan 开始交往了，那么 Nathan 就请他来帮他工作，但没有想到事情居然变了。那为什么呢？我们刚刚学到说，因为 Nathan 有一次梦到 Agnes 会杀掉自己，便开始对 Agnes 暴力上上。How could you do that? It's just a dream. Okay, 这个 it doesn't make any sense to me.
It shows that he's very unstable, very aggressive. If he can get so angry,
I think he might have mental illness.
Yeah, like, he could.
所以我们来看一下 violent 这个字，这个字就是暴力的意思。所以如果有一个人脾气很暴躁，你可以说，he has a violent temper, and that means he is violent tempered. 你可以直接把它变成形容词。Mm-hmm. 好，那我们看到 violence 这一个字，如果你把 t 拿掉变 ce， 就是一个名词哦。譬如说、mm-hmm. ，many parents believe that there is too much violence on TV.
Mm-hmm.So the story continues,、mm-hmm. after she discovered that he was also in a relationship with another one of his servants, Natan threw her out. So、oh. a bit of extra context here, because、I wrote the summary and it's、
oh,
a very、
did?
Long、
okay.
book, so I made it really, really short.
Okay.
Agnes goes to Natan to ask him about、his relationship with the other servant,、mm. because she sees them、in the night together.
Oh.
So she's upset, she's not angry, she just asks him why, and Natan's response is to lock her outside. He tries to freeze her to death in the snow, because Iceland is so cold,、
oh.
you can't spend the night outside.、
Mm-hmm.Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. Natan is a crazy, crazy evil person.
He is.、Mm-hmm. He's a monster now.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so 我们再继续看一下文章下面说什么。Agnes went to Friedrich for help, and the two made a plan to escape with the other servant.所以我们就知道 Friedrich 他呢有一天提到了，就是他我们之前第一天提到的邻居 Agnes、mm-hmm. 去找他帮忙，然后他们跟串通好跟另外一位 servant 一起逃走。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
However, things quickly went wrong.
Okay, then 我们再继续看一下 Friedrich and Natan got in a fight in which Natan was fatally wounded.
Okay, I see.
So they fought with each other.
They did. So、mm-hmm. he was... Does that mean Friedrich killed him? It doesn't because、mm-hmm. he was wounded. Natan was wounded. And、oh. that's a verb. And when you wound someone, you hurt them so that their body is damaged. If two soldiers are fighting, for example, and one soldier stabs the other one, then he wounds him.Now, wound can also be a noun as well. A minor wound is a very small wound that you can recover from, huifu, very easily. We could also call this a flesh wound, which is an idiom meaning a wound which、mm-hmm. is not very serious.
Like 皮肉伤 right?
Right, yeah.
Like 皮肤而已
It's just like a scratch. Exactly.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scratch.、
Mm-hmm.
A severe wound, though, is a very big wound that can cause you some serious problems,、mm-hmm. and a fatal wound is a wound that is so bad that it kills you or、mm-hmm. it eventually kills you. So、mm-hmm. Natan is going to die,、but he's not dead.、
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example sentence. Jarvis was wounded in the car crash and had to be rushed to hospital.
好，那我们再看一下 wound 这一个单字，它在我们文章中是当动词，是使谁受伤。不过当名词，老师刚刚提到哦，就是伤口、创伤都可以。那我们再造另外一个句子、mm-hmm. ，He cleansed the wound before putting on the bandage. 他在包扎绷带之前先清理伤口。You should always do that so he doesn't get infected.、Mm-hmm. 好，那我们课文里面有出现 fatally 这一个副词，这边是致命的。你把 ly 拿掉，它就是致命的，变成形容词。所以我们就知道说 ，Friedrich 跟 Natan 打起来了。那么 Natan 受到了致命性的伤害。Now I kind of feel good about this. I mean, you know, Natan、mm-hmm. was so violent. He's a crazy guy.、Mm-hmm. He deserves this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well. Yes.
Okay, I'm just
okay,
kidding.
So don't get in a fight with Chicolin. Don't、okay. let Chicolin think you're a bad person because then you deserve to...Okay, moving forward.
You just made me sound like a Scorpio. I am not. Okay, I'm just kidding.
I'm a Cancer. Anyway, moving forward. Agnes then stabbed Natan not to hurt him, but to end his pain. So we、mm-hmm. saw a grammar structure there. Let's check、mm-hmm. the grammar and then let's find out why this is important.
今天的文法重点呢，表示的是不是 A 就是 B。那呢，这个就是属于、我们使用时机通常是在澄清、更正或者是强调的时候。那我们看一下课文哦。Agnes then stabbed Natan not to hurt him, but to end his pain. 好，我们这边看到 not 跟 but 后面所接的都是动词片语 to hurt him or 跟 to end his pain. 我们看到这是这两个。那我们看一下这个下面的例句。The foreign student in our class is not Japanese, but South Korean. 所以这句里面呢 the not 跟 but后面则是都接名词日本人跟韩国人，就代表 they have to be consistent, 他们都是要一致的哦。所以 we also saw the word pain, 接下来老师会跟我们讲解一下 pain 这一个单字。
Okay, so we saw our last vocab word as well, pain. Now, pain is a noun, and pain is the bad feeling we get when our bodies are hurting. If you cut your finger or bang your head, then you feel pain. pain can be very, very big. It can be unbearable pain, excruciating pain, very, very difficult to bear. Unbearable pain is, you know, pain that you can't, 你不能接受, you know, it's mm-hmm. just like so bad you just mm-hmm. want to die.Or pain can be just very small. It can be a little bit uncomfortable. It can be mild pain, or mm-hmm. it can just be an irritation. Mm-hmm. Now, in the article, we saw that the expression end his pain was used. And that means to kill someone who is in a lot of pain because you don't want them to suffer from that pain anymore. Mm-hmm. So we could also talk about another couple of ways of stopping pain without mm-hmm. killing someone. Mm-hmm. So you can numb pain mm-hmm. or you can relieve pain. Mm-hmm. Numbing pain means you make someone not feel it. Mm-hmm. And relieve pain means you get rid of the pain. And you might do that through painkillers. And mm-hmm. what are painkillers again?
Okay, painkillers is 止痛药很好记 like this word is so easy to remember. Like you see mm-hmm. pain and then you killed it.那就是你、
right.
mm-hmm. painkiller is something that kills the pain、
mm-hmm.
所以你就很好记了就是止痛药的意思、
mm-hmm.
yeah, but pain also has other meanings we、mm-hmm. can also call someone a pain、
mm-hmm.
yeah, which means that they're annoying right、
mm-hmm. if, yeah someone who is a pain、mm-hmm. really bugs us、
mm-hmm.
We can talk about something being a pain as well、
mm-hmm.
for example I always find it a pain to wait for the garbage truck in Taiwan that's my、
I、
least、
know.
Favorite thing to do
I know
yeah so here's our example sentence forPain. Tom took two painkillers to get rid of the pain from his headache.
好，那我们看一下 pain 这个单字，它是痛，疼痛的意思。那 be in pain 就是在痛苦之中。譬如说 ，he is in great pain because his girlfriend left him. Okay, now you can also call somebody or something a pain in the neck. 指的就是极其讨厌的人或者是事物。譬如说 ，math is generally a real pain in the neck for most students. 数学 for me too. Okay, so 数学对大部分的学生来说是一个很讨厌的科目。或者是有一个人很麻烦，你可以说 he is such a pain in the neck. You know, this guy, like, he causes a lot of trouble. He just, he's fun. 好，那么 pain 的形容词很简单，你加上 ful 就会变成形容词喽，代表痛苦的。
Mm-hmm.
譬如说 ，the photos brought back painful memories for her.Okay, 好吧、mm-hmm. 所以照片让他想起了很多痛苦的回忆。Let's go back to the article. 所以 Agnes 是为了让 Nathan 不再痛苦才刺杀了他。So she had every reason to kill him, right?
Right, I think she felt bad for him.、
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Or I think also in the book she might have felt angry at him too. But、
okay.
she definitely only stabbed him because she knew he was dying.
Right.
I got okay, it. Okay, so, mm-hmm. oh, that's how the book puts it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next in the article we read, later Agnes hears that the date of her execution has been confirmed. Okay, so we see the word confirm there, and that's a verb. When we confirm a date for something, we let everyone know that that date has been arranged to carry out a certain thing. So the article is saying that the judge has now set a date,like 设定一个日期
like,
yeah, set a date.
You're so good. Okay.
Thank you. for her execution. So he's saying that this is the day that she will die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know that we're getting to the end of, her life, to the end of the story. However, normally we use confirm in more positive ways. For example, if you are getting married, you will confirm the date of your wedding so everybody knows what day you're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's run through to our example sentence now. The school confirmed a date for the graduation ceremony and posted it on its website.
好，所以 confirm 就是确认证实，所以 to confirm that blah 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 就是确认某事。譬如说 I'm just calling in to confirm that I have an appointment with Dr. Mm-hmm. Lin this afternoon.
I want to make sure.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. 就是你我打电话来是要确认我今天下午跟医生有预约哦。好，那么注意名词就是 confirmation。
Mm-hmm.
所以我们就知道我们再看一下一个例句好了 The police took the girl's silence as confirmation that she had stolen the money、
mm-hmm.
所以警察将这名女孩的沉默视为她确实是偷钱的人、mm-hmm. Okay, so what does、the article say next?、
Mm-hmm. Well, it jumps forward、mm-hmm. a little bit to、mm-hmm. the day、
oh,
because、
okay.
it says on the day, Toti holds her hand in the final moments. So this is very sad. The final moments here is referring to the last few minutes before someone dies. So Toti is walking up to the execution block with her holding her hand.
Okay, and next, she is the last person in Iceland to ever be executed. So 在这边我们看到 execute, 这个就是我们第一天教到的 execution 的动词、是依法处决、处死的意思。所以她也是最后一名被处死的人在冰岛。
So that's actually the end of the story. This is where the book ends. So we will have a for you chat question now, and then tomorrow we will talk about one of its most important themes.
For you chat.
Okay, so, I think we know what the for you chat question is going to be for this day. Do you think it was right to execute Agnes? Explain your answer. So we know the whole story now. How do you feel about it, Chicken?
Well, I mean, she did it out of her kindness. So that's my view. Maybe, maybe you don't have the same opinion. I don't know.
Right.
So, I think she's a kind person. She was like, she was born to be a very, how do you say it? Like a very kind person, I think. Like after, I never read the book, but now after reading all this with you.
I think it depends on your, really, how you feel about capital punishment, which is the idea of, which is basically the idea that you can kill someone legally for doing something bad.
I think it is right as long as that person really has done something bad to another person.
Well, we'll get into the whole of capital punishment issue tomorrow. In fact, I think that it's probably good for us to look at tomorrow's article before we move forward with this question. So you guys can talk about it now, and we'll rejoin you tomorrow when we can talk more about the issues surrounding this book. For English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Burial rites. As the weeks pass, Toti continues to visit Agnes.She has won over the Kornsa family and become a valuable member of their home. Eventually, Agnes opens up about what really happened with Netan. Agnes was penniless and working on a farm when she met him. The two started a relationship, and he invited Agnes to come work for him. Once she did, though, things changed. Netan had a dream that Agnes would kill him,and he became violent toward her. After she discovered that he was also in a relationship with another one of his servants, Netan threw her out. Agnes went to Friedrich for help, and the two made a plan to escape with the other servant. However, things quickly went wrong. Friedrich and Netan got in a fight, in which Netan was fatally wounded.Agnes then stabbed Netan not to hurt him, but to end his pain. Later, Agnes hears that the date of her execution has been confirmed. On the day, Toti holds her hand in her final moments. She is the last person in Iceland to ever be executed.
Vocabulary Review.Valuable. Darren is a valuable member of this team, so the boss doesn't want him to leave. Penniless. After he lost his job, Elliot was penniless, and he moved back in with his parents. Violent. Wallace often gets violent when he's angry, so you should stay away from him.Wound. Freddy can't walk properly because he got seriously wounded in his left leg when he was young. Pain. Whenever Miriam's head hurts, the pain is often so bad that she has to lie down. Confirm. Sam and Teddy just confirmed the date of their wedding. It will be on May 5th, 2020.
智慧小补帖
Eventually Fatally